On this episode of the Fresh Beef Podcast, we speak to zero-star reviewer Trevor, who had a bad first experience with a laundry delivery service.
He simply wanted someone to clean his clothes and stay out of his dirty laundry.
Excrement, spills, privacy, these are things that I expect when I download an app.
Stay tuned for all that and more on Fresh Beef with Dave and Jeremy.
Welcome to Fresh Beef, the podcast where we contact disgruntled internet types
and allow them to air their grievances.
That's right, Dave. That's why we're here. We're trying to make the world better one episode at a time. Dave, how's it going? What's new with your life? Everything good?
Everything's great. Happy to be here for episode 5.
Episode 5, yes. Yeah, I do have a quick question pertaining to this episode. Have you ever done any sort of laundry service?
I have, yeah.
Yeah? Yeah. Any sort of app-based or any sort of like new technology type things to get your laundry did?
No, I did it the old-fashioned way, just sort of
pick up, drop off.
Yeah.
I gotcha. Well, we're talking to somebody today who had a problem, gave a zero-star review, which is very hard, very difficult.
Yeah.
And I guess there's some complaints there with the service or the product. Something's going on, so kind of can't wait to get into this.
Yeah, I'm curious what happened. Maybe he got his underwear switched up.
Yeah, right.
That sometimes happens.
That's like a typical thing, right? You know, you find a woman's sock in your clothes or
that's the worst.
Like that. But this sounds like it's something much worse. So should we get to the call?
Yeah, let's talk to him.
All right. Hey, how's it going? This is Jeremy.
And this is Dave.
And this Hello? Is the Fresh Beef Podcast. Who are we speaking to?
Yeah, this is Trevor.
Trevor, how are you?
How's it going, Trevor?
I've been better. Jeremy, you said?
Jeremy, yep, and this is Dave.
Dave.
Yeah.
Jeremy. Yeah, this is Trevor. I've been better, if I'm being completely honest. I'm trying to reckon with exactly what happened, but I'm here trying to make dab memes for my kids and just be a good dad, and God, things have just gotten so off the rails.
Right. Well, that's unfortunate. I mean, you know, I guess the reason that we wanted to speak with you was you left a very poor review for an app-based laundry service. Is that correct?
Look, I'm not one to normally leave zero-star reviews. Normally, 80% of my reviews start with, I wish I could give only zero stars because, a lot of app reviews don't allow it.
Right.
Your review service allowed me zero stars. So first and foremost, that's on you.
Okay.
The fact that you allow zero stars. My Yelp reviews all start out. You can read my reviews. They all start out, I wish I could give zero stars. Amazon reviews, I wish I could give zero stars. My Nugs.net reviews, I wish I could give zero stars. So that's on you, number one.
Nugs.net?
Nugs.net. It's where I get my medicinal marijuana.
Oh, okay, great. Well, let's can we go back and just start from what happened and why you feel like you've been sort of wronged by this app laundry service?
I have a really hard time going back in time. It's a major issue with a memory disorder that I have, but I'll try to recall as much as I can. I often take notes. Have you ever seen the movie Memento?
Oh, yeah. Classic.
Yes.
Yeah, so I'm like that guy, but instead of tattoos, I just have notes all over my apartment. So let me just kind of travel through it. There's like a tunnel that I'm going through, so hang on one second. Okay, so...
Great.
The dating question, I download the app. Now, I'm used to downloading apps, and this part of the process was very simple.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, I give downloading apps from the App Store 5 stars.
Wow.
You can check my records on that.
Okay.
Okay.
Right.
Now, the app's been downloaded. It's on my phone. So I go to request your laundry service, yours, to come to my house and pick up what is only to be described as months worth of laundry. Now, there is no instructions on your app. There is no limits on the app. There is no information letting people like me know that spills, that months worth of piled up laundry that dog excrement, raccoon excrement, and fly excrement are extra. And that, to me, was dishonest. Now, every review I've ever left, unless I've been physically accosted at the business, gets the benefit of that one star. I didn't feel I was accosted by the business, but at the same time, to know that there were hidden fees and to know that there were hidden restrictions, that to me is gross, disgusting negligence.
Okay. All right. Well, a couple things here. Dave, well, first of all, we don't have the app. The app's not ours. It's, we just do a podcast basically to try to get, you know, to the bottom of these problems. So we're just sort of like the middleman between the app and
this
you.
Is the problem. I'm always talking to middlemen with these apps. Whenever I call into these podcasts and I try to get information based on the apps, I'm always talking to middlemen. Okay. So anyway,
okay.
Continue.
So you're looking for a laundry service that was more sensitive to excrement from wild animals.
Excrement, spills, privacy. These are things that I expect when I download an app. I don't go and download apps, be they dating apps, dabbing meme apps, or guitar tuner apps, thinking that there's going to be, you know, a grand investigation whenever it is that I'm asking for help. I went into this app thinking, just like everything on the internet, it's going to be very tasteful, very taboo, and very, very quiet.
That's...
Well, when you say that you're upset with the investigation, were you upset with the fees or the questions that they asked you concerning these spills?
The questions, first of all, were extremely probing. And when I go on the internet, if I want probing questions, I'll go to the 60 Minutes website because that's where I find that kind of information. That's where I find that kind of interchange. I'll go to the comments section on USA Today. I'll go to subreddits with probing questions. I was concerned with the amount of probing questions that the laundry app representative wanted to know as to the nature of the stains, where the raccoon excrement might have come from, where the fly excrement might have come from. Here's the tip, hot shot. I don't know.
I'm a little confused. I mean, is all this excrement your doings? You're trying to get this cleaned, or you sent the laundry in and that's what it came back with? I'm a little.
I thought you were the podcast middleman. Now, I'm going through my notes again. Again, these are hung up all over my apartment. I'm actually standing on...
And he's dead. Hello? Hello? You still there? Trevor?
Trevor?
Can you hear me?
Trevor, yeah, we can hear you now.
Great.
Yes, we can hear you.
Because the question of where the excrement came from, I don't think that's any of your business, and I don't think that's any of the app attendees' business. Have you ever used the app Fiverr?
Yeah, of course.
I haven't.
When
how does that work?
When you use the app Fiverr, you describe exactly what it is you want the person to do. TaskRabbit is exactly the same. SexRabbit is exactly the same. You get a certain amount of privacy, and you don't always have to explain where the excrement comes from. Now, when this driver, this laundry person, showed up at my apartment, first of all, they were turned off by the note. Strike one, pal. Missing star number one. Then, as I tried to lead them through, and they were touching the notes on the floor, they were touching the notes that tell me when to eat, who to trust, and who not to trust, I told them, stop touching that. Strike number two stars gone. By the time he started asking me about the raccoons, the dogs, the flies, that was three strikes gone. They came to pick up my laundry. They asked too many questions. I'm a dad. You know, I don't have control over every animal on the planet's bowel movements. I don't have control over everything that the flies in my apartment do. I don't have control over where my son stays or over where my wife might have taken him. And
okay.
I certainly don't have control over the internet.
Okay. Well, let's take a step back. I wanted to just tell you, part of our job here at the Fresh Beef Podcast is we track down as much as we can about these stories so we can, get a good conclusion and make sure that you walk away happy. In doing that, we actually tracked down, the laundry person that showed up at your place, and she's right here today.
Oh, this will be very rich. Tell me what they had to say.
Well, her name is Trish. Trish, how's it going?
Hi, how are you? Thank you for.
Oh,
hey, Trevor.
It isn't Trish.
Hey, how are you, dude?
Oh, I've been better.
So let's get into this. Why you know you have her on the line right now. We're putting this out so you can hopefully get some sort of closure here, and we can figure out what went wrong. So what do you want to say to Trish?
Yeah, Trish, I'm listening, Trevor. I'm all ears.
I've been in this business a long time, the dad business,
mm-hmm.
and all I know is that I just expect a little respect when someone comes into my home to pick up my laundry. And I don't expect the amount of questions that maybe I was given to you. As I told my friends, Jeremy, and granted, I'm feeling a little bit turned around here by having to talk to a middleman again, but I'm glad you're on the phone.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't have control. I don't have control over my memory. Mm-hmm. I don't have control over these raccoons. I don't have control over these flies or where my son is. And so the least I'm asking is for you people from the internet that I trust mm-hmm. in my note-riddled, feces-smelling home.
Yeah.
It's a little bit of respect. Is that too much to ask?
No, Trev, it's not too much to ask at all. When I came by and we had a little bit of a rough start when I came by to pick up the laundry and you know, by the way, it's just me over at Chi Chi's Laundry. So I hired somebody to make the app, but other than that, it's just me and my Subaru coming to get your stuff. It's just me doing the laundry at my laundromat that's near my house. And it's just me, you know, talking to you. And so when you sign up for the laundry service, I pick up my phone. I say, oh, a new friend, and I go to meet my new friend. And I was lucky enough to meet you, Trev. And we talked about some stuff. And I'm sorry that you felt like I was asking you too many questions. I felt like we were just having, you know, a conversation and maybe about the situation with the animals and the acids, you know, the spills, the things that you were creating in there. I just want to say that, it was more than clothes that was in the laundry. It was just balls of acids and animal excrement. And
look, mutual. There was mutual respect.
Yes.
When I saw you show up in a Subaru.
Right.
I thought to myself, this is a connection that I feel with this person. Now, that being said, I did not know it was just you at Choo Choo Laundry. Mm-hmm. I was not aware
Choo-choo.
Of that. Had I known that, you would have gotten my Yelp minimum one star.
Right. I appreciate that. I appreciate you saying that you would have given me one star because I've always been very receptive to the star system. And I appreciate that.
As well, you should. The cosmos are the only way that we have to effectively rate our internet and real life situations and interactions. So thank you. On the seventh day when God created the heavens and the earth.
Absolutely. Seventh day.
Star systems for being so helpful in rating things.
Yes. I when I was younger and my mom would give me a gold star when I lost my one tooth, I really appreciated that. She would give me a gold star when I would do cleaning, when I would do laundry. And I honestly think that that's kind of what brought me to the laundry business later in life. And you know, Trev, I want to talk about your son. And I know that you probably don't want to do that, but we got into some good stuff that I think your memory loss is preventing you from remembering, which, you know, and you say that I came in and I touched your papers. Trevor, you tossed them right at my face. I was just shielding myself from getting tiny paper cuts upon my eyeballs. So I just kind of want to talk. We got into some good stuff after that, you know. But when I saw the balls of you know, excrement mixed with the acids, there were just, you know, big cakey balls, and we talked about them, and we started talking about your son, and Trevor. I think we really got somewhere. You know, let's clean out some of your dirty laundry.
No, I see what you did.
Oh, hey, see, that's another star, because when I use an app, I do like to hear the humor or a pun from that app. And,
I love puns. There's a reason
that people come back to that kind of thing.
Right.
On Oops the Podcast, join me, comedian Giulio Gallerati, as I examine everyday life, the mistakes, the bad decisions, the goals, the jokes, the social engagements, and all things in between. I'm joined every week by producer and personal confidant Ryan Lynch, various other comedians, for witty, candid, and intoxicating conversation. Our listeners love Oops for sophisticated banter, aka your mom could listen, and many feel like they're in the room with us chopping it up with old pals. You can find every episode of the show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube.
Well, let's. I do want to ask one serious question of you, Trevor. Maybe Trish, you could chime in too, since you were there.
Yeah.
You did mention that you couldn't find your son. I know you're having, you know, memento type brain problems. Is everything all right? Did you happen to get a glance at him or her?
Him,
I guess.
Right. I also could not find Trevor's son. I couldn't find evidence of Trevor's son. I couldn't find the smell. As a laundress, I have a very acute sense of smell.
Right.
You know, better to figure out how to get those nasty stains out. Which ingredient I'm going to have to use. But I couldn't.
My son.
Yes.
My son is as slippery as a butter stick.
Right.
I will make a note to his whereabouts.
Well.
I will post it on the door as I'm leaving the house, and then he will come in and he will snatch it and he will disappear. And he will disappear
so
with the notes on his whereabouts. So I'm not surprised that you didn't see him. I'm not surprised that the note that might have been to his whereabouts has gone missing, because this boy is as slippery as a butter stick.
Yeah.
Is there a chance that he's trapped underneath the piles of months of laundry?
I went through those. I don't think so.
That would be a question for Trish.
Yes. And I picked up, you know, each and every one of these caked excrement balls, acids and excrements, and with, you know, there was sometimes a sock laid onto it, just stuck onto
adult
it.
Adult or
for
kids?
The most part, well, it was men's socks,
men's socks,
and some wife beater undershirts. Mm. But
my slippery baby boy
wears
men's size socks and Italian men's undershirts, just for the record.
Okay. Well, you know, how tall is your son?
6'9".
Gee whiz, is he a ball player?
Wow, what are you feeding that guy?
He's a star. He's a superstar basketball player. He plays for a local team called the Monstars.
The what stars?
The Monstars.
Oh, the Monstars. You probably signed him up for that team because of the incredible pun on the name. Did you not? See, that's why I like you, Trevor.
Exactly.
It's so, you know what? You're a stand-up guy. You're a stand-up guy. I like that. Monsters.
You seen my stand-up?
No. See, we didn't talk about this. I thought you were just mostly into ceramics. I didn't know you do stand-up.
Some of those notes are jokes ideas. A couple of them are right here in front of me. What's the deal with your slippery son when he gets out of his cage and he runs and takes his whereabouts?
Whoa!
What's the deal with that?
Yeah,
wait, let's back that. Let's back that up.
What?
You have a cage for your son?
What's the deal with that cage? What's the deal with cage cleaners? Why do you always make them so spotless? Why can't they fill up with poop? You know, that kind of stuff. Very observational comedy.
Well, all right. See, I wanted to find out where your son was, if you had a son, but now I'm a little bit concerned.
Yeah.
Because you say that you had him in a cage. Now, I did go to Trevor's house. I didn't see cage. Again, mostly it was like a Zen garden, but instead of sand, it was balls of excrement.
Disgusting.
And acids.
Right.
But I didn't see a cage. So, Trev, do you keep that in the basement?
Certain times the cage has been moved. Again, my memory isn't good. Most of my memories are actually made up from DVD cases that I found around at local thrift stores. But the cage, I've seen it in my living room. I've seen it in the basement. Well, every once in a while, the slippery butter boy, as tall and big and Italian as he appears, will disappear with the cage and from the cage. I don't know if it's magic. I don't know if it's just him misbehaving. I don't know if it has anything to do with the laundry or visitors that I might have from apps or my Nubs.net delivery man. But somehow this butter boy gets out. He takes his cage sometimes with him. Other times his cage is full of the butter boy. Other times I see him, he's right there. He's in the cage.
Well,
the cage is in my house.
Trevor, can you find the cage right now?
I'm not looking at it. I don't have eyes on it. What I'm looking at is my jokes in my books.
Okay.
My books jokes.
Joke books.
Okay. Well, listen, Trevor, I want to know more about this sun thing because I think there's a lot going on here.
The sun is a big star. Is that what you're getting at?
Wait.
See, this is another one of my jokes.
Another star, the star system. A big star instead because he's quite tall. See, that is so funny.
Guess how many suns I have now? Guess how many stars I have now? Zero because my butter boy sun got away.
Right. I would, as a parent, I might give you not a ton of stars for that.
Right.
But I want to help you find your son, Trev.
Yeah, I think
I just want one star, my son back.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Well. Mm-hmm. How about this? How about maybe we can work something out? Trish seems to be really, really, really accommodating and really great at what she does. I don't know. We want to try to help you, Trevor.
I certainly want to help you, Trevor. I'm fascinated by what you're doing, what you're making down there. In your house, I'm fascinated with the balls of shit, and I want to help you with your butter boy, and I would like to help you find him again if he does exist. And
if you're looking for him, he is not made of butter. I'm using that as an allegory for his slippery nature.
Comedy,
okay. Mm-hmm. That's good to know.
Allegory.
Yeah. Got it.
Allegory for his slippery nature.
Right. He slips around and slides out of view. Yeah.
He slips and slides out of his cage. Yeah. He goes for runs. I see a trail of grease behind him.
Mm-hmm.
Well, okay.
Interesting, because can I say that just in Trevor's apartment, immaculate. Again, except
no grease.
Except for a heaping pile of shit balls and open containers that just have XXX on the
barrel. Oh, interesting.
And fumes coming up.
Those are my secret juices. The boy is not to drink them. That is for dad only.
Right, he's not to drink them.
He needs to make his memes for the internet because that's my
daddy
job.
Memes.
No one even asks me what I do. I create dab memes.
You told us.
People dabbing.
Yeah.
And some of those XXX bottles contain a very special mixture of matcha tea, kombucha powder,
delicious.
And urine.
Wow,
you lost us on the urine part there. Or me.
Could be convinced,
lost us on the urine?
I could be convinced.
Well, 50-50 here. Okay, how about this? We want, the reason we're here is we want to help you. We want to get that 0-star review up there, and I know we've been working on it, but I'm wondering if you have in mind any sort of resolution to this. What can we do? Maybe there's a coupon. Maybe we can give a coupon, and for your next app-based laundry service, you can get 10% off. I don't know. I don't want to.
I have an idea.
Okay.
I have an idea, Trev. Now this is going to sound crazy, but why don't I move in with you?
Oh wow!
Whoa!
Because I. Like I said, all I've got going on right now is the laundry app, and so far, you're our only customer. I don't know how you found us on the App Store, but I don't get a lot of calls. So I was thinking maybe
I have a dark App Store.
Oh, maybe that's where I... See, I don't know. I just I kind of hand wrote an application to iTunes and put it in my mailbox, and then next thing I know, I got a bing, a ting, a bing.
Yeah, you've got mail.
It said something along those lines. Right. And then, I showed up at Trevor's house.
I have a connection
house.
To the Macedonian dark web.
So do you think that has anything to do with your son? And so here I am, just Trish in the world, and I'm ready to just pretty much leave my life, what's left of it, that is, behind, and go all in trying to find your slippery boy. I think that this is something we could do together. I have somewhat of a memory, but I am so stupid, it's unbelievable. So I can help you.
Getting that idea. That's true.
Yeah, I know. And don't I know it? But I can help you look for your boy. I think I'd love to.
Well, what do you think about that for a happy, positive sort of Dave?
I can't imagine, Trish, no offense, but I can't imagine you'd be any better at finding a boy than you would be at ignoring piles and balls of shit and acid. And if the way that you react to laundry is the way that you'd react to seeing my 6'9" tall, man-sock-wearing, guinea-tea-sporting butter boy out of his cage playing basketball for the local team called the Monstars, if you're anywhere near as bad at seeing him and reacting to him as you are at picking up laundry, I can't imagine this would be a worthwhile partnership. What I can imagine, on the other hand, is for you to come over, pick up the laundry this time, don't ask so many questions, don't tell me if my boy is missing or not. Just come over and listen to my jokes and do my laundry.
Well, okay. Can I just... I will accept on conditions, but let me just say one thing. And you're going to have to understand this, Trevor. First of all, I was vulnerable with you. I told you that I wanted to spend time with you. I told you that I wanted to move in together, and I don't feel like you... really understood what I was saying there, first of all, but we can move past it. Second of all, if I launder your shit balls, they will dissolve, that you won't have them anymore. And I know that those
great,
are your clues.
Perfect.
I but you have them on little pedestals in your little garden. I think that you love them. I think that they're your friends. I don't want to take that away from you. But I'm willing to, if that's what will make you happy. I'm willing to go back to your house and launder your shit balls and dissolve them and just get rid of them and, I guess, listen to your jokes. I mean, I think you're pretty funny.
You're at 2 stars right now, Trish.
Well, that's pretty high.
We're getting there.
That's more than I've ever got before. Yeah, my mom just gave me the one for the tooth and the one for the laundry when I was a child. And that was pretty much my youth.
I think I think this is progress. I don't know. Maybe we try to get to 3 stars, and then we could think that that's what
Trev,
do you think?
What can I do to
get to three stars?
That would mean I'm almost mediocre.
Keep in mind, 3 stars. Are we talking out of a scale of 5? Because 3 stars to me means above average.
And that's what I want to do for
exactly.
you. I consider myself a life sub. I'll do anything at all if it makes the other person happy.
Like a sub, like a sandwich?
Like a submissive.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
well, now you're interested. Why I don't...
No. I'm not, that's no more interesting to me than anything.
Well, it sounds like that's what you're interested in.
You
if you want me to come
a,
over and
service,
clean your laundry and... Excuse me?
You offer that as a service? The wipe sub thing?
Well, yeah, of course. I'll do anything. If it makes you happy.
Oh, my God.
But I need stars, Trevor. I need stars.
What do you say, Trevor?
There's trillions of stars in the universe.
I just want 3.
Is that too much to ask?
I don't know. I'm so confused now. I think this is something that my life could use.
Well,
someone who's constantly... helping me search for my boy.
That
someone who's constantly laundering my shitballs. Someone who will listen to my jokes, watch me do stand up, take notes, remind me of things.
You know, I've never heard jokes before you just did a few, and can I just say I'm tickled. I think they're fantastic. I'm willing to do anything for you.
Oh, holy moly. This is the second time in my life that someone has said that to me. And that's pretty good.
Yeah. Well, I'm all about it. I'm like I said, I'm willing to completely give up my life and just launder your shit balls and look for your boy.
Slippery.
He's
slippery.
So slippery.
Wow.
And
I think I figured it out. I think I know how that you're
and
gonna,
just 3 stars for doing everything.
I know. This is going to do it right here. Mm-hmm. It's one word, Subaru. She has a Subaru. Let's not forget.
Did you say Poo-Paroo?
No. Subaru, it's an automotive brand.
And you knew about it.
Oh, sure, the one that Trish drives.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm saying that gives you access to a greater search range.
Oh, yeah, we can search outside of your house.
What do you think? Is this gonna do it? Is this going to get you up to those 3 stars on the service or what?
That depends. Trish, go outside and look in the back seat of your Subaru. Am I in it?
Well, I have headphones on right now, and if I leave the room, I think the headphones will stop working.
Right. Yeah, they're not wireless at all.
So I can't see.
Some logistical issues.
So I don't
issues.
Have an answer.
The answer's yes. The answer's yes. I'm in the back of your Subaru.
Oh, my God.
Ladies and gentlemen.
The rest of my life is about to begin.
Trevor,
yeah.
Mine too.
This is incredible. I've never felt happy before.
Wow. Yeah. This. Yep.
Trish
is. Oh wow, Trevor, you got a winner here, Trevor.
Wow. Yeah. Oh my goodness.
Wow.
I'm surprised she didn't smell the smell before she saw me. That's crazy.
Oh my God, this is amazing.
Well,
Casey, I've never been so happy.
This is incredible.
Well, we ended up with we started at 0 stars and we ended up with some fireworks.
Yeah, that's 3 big fireworks.
I feel like a real person.
Trish is weeping here. I mean, these are real tears, Trevor.
Real connection.
I feel everything all at once.
Finally.
The connection is real. The connection is very real.
And you know what? Now that you say it, I can smell you a little bit from here.
And what's the...
Is it I knew it.
Yeah. It's just acid and fly shit.
Balls,
it's
yeah.
incredible.
It's not good.
No.
All right, Trevor. Well, we hope we could help you out. I mean, this is one of the better ones we've done. I mean, this is a lot of happiness,
yeah.
and you guys, I think, are going to hit it off, and we can't thank you both enough for sharing your sides of the story.
This has...
I've never had, let me just say, I've never had a more satisfying 3-star experience.
You know what? When I started my business, I had no idea that by completely giving myself up and, you know, just raking my fingers through piles and pounds of human and raccoon shit, would I ever be able to get 3 stars.
You're doing it.
I'm so beside myself with happiness.
Well, I guess
me too.
I guess we'll let you two go. If there's any final words, Dave, what do you?
Congratulations! This is the first day of the rest of your life.
Thank you guys so much.
Best
thank
of luck.
Thank you so
now,
much.
Trish, let me out of the Subaru and into your house.
Okay, I'm gonna come get you.
Thank you, Trevor.
Okay. All right.
Thanks, Trish.
Bye, you too.
All right, bye.
Goodbye,
see you guys later.
All right, bye, Trevor. So yeah, that was about that was a month ago, and since then, they've actually some progress has been made.
Progress. I can't wait to hear about it. Actually,
they ended up finding his son. After all, they got in that Subaru
and
started driving, and he was actually just at basketball practice.
Huh.
Seemingly obvious place to look.
Yeah, man. I wonder why
six foot nine, slippery butter boy son was just shooting hoops the whole time.
Didn't seem like he was playing with a full deck. This guy. So that doesn't. I guess it doesn't surprise me if I think about it.
Well, he suffered from memory loss. So
yeah.
He had that working against him.
He also did the medical marijuana. So he
did the medical
could have just been that. Yeah.
The nugs.net.
Nugs.net. Yeah.
But yeah, that ended up, you know, elevating.
Oh, no kidding.
Trish's review to 4 stars. Finding his son.
Right. Wow. It seems like a weird modern day Batman and Robin type deal, except only for a very specific reason and not to fight crime, just to find his son.
No, not at all.
Yeah. It's very weird. I'm glad, you know, she got an extra bump and I'm glad he found his son. Hopefully. Gets all that sort of worked out so he doesn't disappear again, slip and slide away from him.
Yeah. Yeah. Gotta keep track of that.
Gotta keep it. And I'm feeling pretty good about this, Dave. I think that was, I'm pretty proud of that one. Proud of that one. So
we squashed the hell out of that beef.
That's right. That is correct. So give us a shout on social media if you have any questions about this episode. I am at Remy Balin at most things.
And I'm at Dace Brenner.
And, of course, we're on all of the Fresh Beef Podcast links, so check those out as well. And we will see you next time.
All right. See you guys.
Fresh Beef with Dave and Jeremy stars us,
David Brenner,
and Jeremy Balin.
For more information on the podcast, you can visit our website at freshbeefpodcast.com.
Or on Twitter at freshbeefcast, or give us a look on Facebook at facebook.com/freshbeefpodcast.
And if after listening to this episode, you now have beef with us,
which is very possible and very meta,
head on over to Yelp and search for Fresh Beef Podcast Brooklyn and do your worst.
Do it. Thanks for listening.